Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. Well, as I've promised, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a simple game we play here most Fridays on the program. It's really you who play more than we who play, and it's very simple. You listen to the four sound bites that we're going to play for you right now, and then, for your own reasons, you decide which one you think should be soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. You can like what you hear, dislike it, find it remarkable, find it something that you want to listen to again or someone else to hear. You can agree or disagree. As I said, your reasons are your own. All we ask that you do is listen and then get ready to vote for soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. My IE. You can send us an email. Get the votes that way here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and you can vote there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote every Friday gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Colleen Carroll Campbell, recently on the program, talking about the soulmate marriage myth.
They have this kind of idealized vision of a soulmate model marriage, and when they actually get into a real relationship where the other person doesn't seem to be acting like a perfect soulmate at all times, they figure they kind of didn't luck out and get the right kind of marriage, and therefore marriage isn't for them. So, you know, there are a lot of factors going into this, but at the end of the day, what I think we're seeing is a disconnect between our attraction to the drama and the pageantry of weddings and our aversion to the commitment and hard work that marriage requires. If the average American couple spent half as much attention preparing for their marriage as they do for their wedding, I think we'd have some very different statistics to be talking about today.
All right, that's soundbite number one from Colleen Carroll Campbell. Should it be soundbite of the week? You can vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Chris Hull. He was part of our pastor's round. No, he wasn't. He wasn't part of our pastor's round table. We had him on, I think, Wednesday this week in the first hour of the program. And he's answering here a simple question. Are the Lutheran confessions, those 16th century documents from the Lutheran reformers, are they for lay people today?
Who confessed it? Let's look at the Augsburg Confession. You don't see Luther's name written at the end. You don't see Philip Melanchthon's name. You see John the Steadfast. You see John Frederick. You see the Margraves. This is who you see confessing it. And then even in the concluding part, when Melanchthon writes it, he says, this is for us to defend the faith, to continue the Christian thought, but also to bequeath on to our children. Now, the pastor can't be running around town trying to bequeath this faith upon every single child. This is the basics of the faith that the father or the mother would then pass on to their children. You have the great defenders of the faith. They weren't pastors. We have our pastors. We have Luther. We have Chemnitz. Well, Melanchthon himself was not a pastor, but a professional theologian. And you continue that without these bold men who were not pastors confessing the faith. Who knows where we would be today?
All right, that's soundbite number two. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, all you do is give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, live this Friday afternoon, May the 13th, and vote for soundbite number two. Soundbite number three comes from Bill McKeever. He understands Mormonism even better, I think, than a lot of Mormons understand it. One of the inconsistencies that he's found about Joseph Smith's claim to have found gold plates is a story told by Joseph Smith's mother about Joseph Smith carrying the gold plates home.
Joseph Smith, according to the story, has to tuck these plates under his arm, and he heads for home. And while he is heading for home, his mother records, and this statement or this recording has been used by several Mormon church manuals, and Mormon apologists have used this argument as well. They will say this, and according to the narrative, that Joseph Smith, when he's heading for home 3 miles away, that he was attacked on three different occasions by men trying to steal the plates from him. And they don't really explain how he could have done that all that well, other than in a recent Mormon Times article. They said, well, Joseph Smith probably set the plates down. And I'm going, really? On all three occasions, he was given enough time to set these plates down in a gentle manner? Because let's be serious. If Joseph Smith dropped the plates, they would have been ruined. They would have been crushed, even made of tumbaga. They would have been ruined, and he could have never been able to turn the pages because of that soft metal. You know, even though it would have been a little stiffer, being made of tumbaga, it would still be a very fragile piece of metal. So Smith has to set these plates down, fight off these attackers, and then grab the plates again, and then take off running. And his mother says, at times, he ran at the top of his speed, carrying the gold plates under his arm, trying to get away from these attackers on three separate occasions. It's just not feasible. It just doesn't make sense. And yet, this is what all Mormons tend to believe, that Joseph Smith was able to do this, carrying such a huge amount of weight under his arm.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four. It's Dr. Ken Sherb summarizing the hymn, the Easter hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives."
The Augsburg Confession said, namely, the article of the forgiveness of sins, that we have grace, righteousness, and forgiveness of sins through Christ, or in the words of the hymn, that he silences all my fears, he wipes away my tears, he loves me to the end, he's my kind, wise, heavenly friend, he's my prophet, priest, and king, he lives my mansion to prepare, he lives that I shall conquer death. This is all for me. And one final thing, Todd, as you opened with, this comes out of an expression that was in one of the oldest of all the Old Testament books, in the book of Job. If God could give him the faith in the coming Christ centuries before he actually came, then God can certainly, by the power of that same Holy Spirit, give us that resurrection faith too, and we no less than Job can know that our Redeemer lives.
All right. When we come back, it's your time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard them. Colleen Carroll Campbell on Shattering the Soulmate Marriage Myth. Pastor Chris Hull are the Lutheran Confessions for Laypeople today. Bill McKeever, Joseph Smith telling the story about going home with his gold plates. Dr. Ken Sherb summarizing the hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week after this.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org, Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program, Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. The topic, the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
Welcome back. It's Friday afternoon, the 13th of May. Time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone callers get to vote first. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. However you vote, the best vote this week, determined at the end of voting, will get the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Our listeners occasionally send us a picture of themselves with their I Have Issues t-shirts on. We're always gratified to see those pictures. You can also vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Don't wait to vote until after the show live. Vote now, 1-877-623-6943. Your choices this week, Colleen Carol Campbell on the Soulmate Marriage Myth. Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull, are the Lutheran Confessions for Lay People Today? Soundbite number three, Bill McKeever, Joseph Smith carries the gold plates home, fights off three bands of robbers. Or Dr. Ken Sherb, soundbite number four, summarizing the hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. or facebook.com/issuesetc. Joe's up first. He's calling from his car. Hi, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Happy to.
I'd like to vote for number one, Ms. Campbell. There's a lot of Christians I know that have really struggled with that, and I think it's directly a result of the mantra you hear coming out of evangelicalism all the time of this pietism that God's going to directly reveal his personal plan for your life, and you're constantly walking around in doubt about what you should do and who you should marry and not looking to the Word for the definition of what it ought to be. That's my vote. Thanks.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Very good vote, in fact. Thank you very much. Janet in Michigan says, I'm voting for soundbite number two about the Lutheran Confessions being for lay people. I think I will forward the segment to pastors I know. People need to know more than just the small catechism, if they even remember what they studied, especially these days when so much that is contrary to the confessions is bombarding us from all fronts, even from Christian bookstores. How can they discern the truth if they don't know it? Again, smartest listeners in radio. Janet, thanks for listening in Michigan. Joshua in Silver Grove, Kentucky says, I'm going to vote for soundbite number two because when the church laity lose their confessional status, one of three things will happen. Either they will find a church that suits their confession, or they will become liberal, pietistic, or they will become seeker-driven. Therefore, the confessions are important to teach. Joshua, thanks for listening in Kentucky. In Houston, Texas, Earl says, number two, Pastor Chris Hull, are the Lutheran Confessions for lay people today? Teach the confessions of what Jesus did. Earl, thank you very much for listening in Houston. Mike says he's voting for Colleen Carol Campbell because he says, I feel more strongly about marriage and would like to see more reference, meaning and especially Jesus puts into the wedding service. I think she hit my opinion exactly, Mike. Thank you very much. Up next, Herman from Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to vote for the one on the Lutheran Confessions for the Laity. I think that's a lost treasure of Lutheranism.
And that would be soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull?
Yes.
All right. Herman, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This one comes from Mike in Strasburg, Illinois. He says, and it's sent via his Issues Etc. iPhone app that's still in the beta version out there. Great crop of candidates this week. Anyone worthy of a vote, but ultimately, I must cast my vote for number one. I have attended weddings where I think the bride literally spent more man hours tying bows of various kinds on the invitations, on the flower arrangements, on each of the pews, in the girl's hair, etc., then both bride and groom spent together in premarital counseling. Makes me wonder if anyone has actually done a time study on how much time is spent on planning and conducting a wedding and in lawyers' offices for divorce versus growing the marriage through marital counseling either before or after the wedding, marriage encounter retreats, and good old-fashioned date nights. Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for listening via your iPhone app. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority when they vote. They get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Let's see here. Oh, did you know that your congregation may right now be on the cusp of making a very good decision? Now, they will make a very good decision if they know that one of their options in supporting Issues Etc. is to put Issues Etc. in their annual budget. Right now, a lot of congregations are making budget decisions because for many congregations, fiscal year 2011-12 begins July 1st. That means they're deciding right now what to include and what not to include in the congregational budget. We would like your congregation to include Issues Etc. Find out more about your congregation becoming part of our church sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300, at our website, issuesetc.org. Right there, you will find a one-page flyer that will explain everything to you and your congregation about what it means to be part of the Issues Etc. 300. It is one of the best ways a congregation, a group of Christians together, can help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Mary's listening in Canada. Thanks for waiting, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I would vote for I Know That My Redeemer Lives. I was just so thrilled listening to him give all the scriptures that pertain to that, that I'm writing it out for a friend of mine.
Mary, thank you very much. And we're happy to do that service for you. Thank you for listening in Canada. This vote comes from Jenny in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, voting for Pastor Chris Hull. Thank you. The guy knows karate, and his nickname is Mammon. Can it get any better than that? But seriously, what a strong case he makes for catechesis, that is instruction in the family. Great points raised. Jenny in Cedar Rapids, thank you very much. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number two, none other than Pastor Chris Hull. Are the Lutheran Confessions for lay people today?
Who confessed it? Let's look at the Augsburg Confession. You don't see Luther's name written at the end. You don't see Philip Melanchthon's name. You see John the Steadfast. You see John Frederick. You see the Margraves. This is who you see confessing it. And then even in the concluding part, when Melanchthon writes it, he says, this is for us to defend the faith, to continue the Christian thought, but also to bequeath on to our children. Now, the pastor can't be running around town trying to bequeath this faith upon every single child. This is the basics of the faith that the father or the mother would then pass on to their children. You have the great defenders of the faith. They weren't pastors. We have our pastors. We have Luther. We have Chemnitz. Well, Melanchthon himself was not a pastor, but a professional theologian. And you continue that without these bold men who were not pastors confessing the faith. Who knows where we would be today?
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your vote. Soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull, on why lay people need the Lutheran Confessions today. The LPR bundle package this week, I think, is going to go to Joe, who called us first from his car. Joe, if you would give us a call back or send us an email when it's convenient for you, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org with your mailing address and your shirt size. We'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. And thanks, as always, to everybody who played and voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to Issues Etc. this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution, if you like, at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for thinking of us during the remainder of the Easter season. Now, when you go to church this weekend, make sure that you invite your fellow parishioners to listen along with you to Issues Etc. next week. We're going to kick off next week's Issues Etc. with one of the big names. In fact, you probably heard about many of his books where he questions the authenticity of the New Testament. His name is Dr. Bart Ehrman, and he has most recently written a book about the New Testament called Forged, wherein he claims that, for instance, the Apostle Peter was too illiterate to have written the letter that appears later in the New Testament, attributed to him, that Paul probably didn't write, most definitely didn't write, most of what we think he wrote, and he claims that the Gospels are forgeries as well. We're going to hear from Dr. Bart Ehrman, see what he has to say, and then a little bit later in the week on Issues Etc., get a chance to respond to those arguments undermining the authenticity of the New Testament. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Make sure you tune in for that Bart Ehrman interview. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.